And welcome back to your station, 88.9 KETR. This is Up Next, the best and latest hip-hop and R&B from up-and-coming artists, alongside Lady Low and Don't Do That Damo. I'm your host, Big Chris, and tonight we are joined by up-and-coming artist from New Jersey. She is an MC, a singer, a songwriter, and performer, and she is basically a brand by herself, promoting and performing coast to coast and around the world. She has opened up for many big names in the industry. Her album, Abyss is Mandatory, has been co-signed by the Maybach Music Group and is currently working on her newest EP, Rhythm and Business. Her unapologetic delivery of truth, passion, and soul has invited like-minded businessmen and women to the business world. You better ask before you speak stupidly. I introduce to some and present to others, Abyss. How you doing tonight?
I'm good. How y'all feeling?
Oh, we doing good. Okay, so let's get it started. So how long have you been entertaining the masses, and what makes Abyss different from other artists out there?
All right, well, first of all, I've been doing this for about 6 years. I love this. This is my passion. It's my life. That's what makes me different. It's, you know, it's not just a hobby. It's not something I do for, you know, just to get rich. It's my life. I love it.
She's a veteran. You know? Veteran in the game.
I mean, but you make money off of it. You know, it's not a bad thing, though, too, you know?
Yeah, I mean, you know, but with the music, with good music comes, you know, comes the money.
Right,
I'm not worried about that.
You're right.
All right. So what are you doing in your free time when you're not performing, promoting, or in the studio?
I think that's all I do.
You just...
you know, I chill. I watch regular TV shows, Chopped and Hell's Kitchen and MasterChef and all of that.
So you're a cooker.
Oh, I love cuisine. Yep.
So what's your favorite meal to cook?
Let me see. Pork roast.
Okay. You know me and Dama, some down south boys, you know we like to eat.
Yeah. Pork roast sound right
doubt.
In my alley.
No doubt.
Alrighty. Well, who in the music game has been your biggest inspiration?
I got to take it back with Queen Latifah.
Yeah.
MC Light.
UNITY.
That's right. Mm-hmm. Yep. Bahamadia, Lauryn Hill.
All right, so speaking of taking it back, we're going to take it way back to those nursery school days. So as a kid, you know, we all had our nursery rhymes. So can you rap or sing like one of your favorites from back then for us?
Nah.
No pressure, you know what I'm saying? A little bit of Hickory Dickory Dock.
I don't know. Or the cow jumped over the moon.
Three blind mice.
Nah, I'm drawing a blank right now.
Put you on the spot a little bit.
Yeah, just a little bit.
All right, that's all right.
All right. So you being from New Jersey, have you ever considered being on Jersey Shore? Or would you ever consider being on Jersey Shore?
Not ever.
With a stern answer,
great
no.
Answer.
She said that quick.
Great answer.
No. Why not?
It's a lot of buffoonery. You know, I don't get with stuff like that. Those, you know, quote-unquote reality TV shows. It's not really reality. It's all scripted and nonsense.
So that's not the real Jersey?
Nah, it's just, you know, a lot of drama. I don't get into that. You know, Jersey is a fun place to be. You know what I'm saying?
Right on.
We got people up, you know, up here that we just cool. We cool. We don't bother nobody. We like to have fun. You know, if you get on our nerves too much, you know, we like, you know, get out of here. But but at the same time, it's just a cool place to be. You know, it's not all that drama going on.
Well, today's the first official day of summer. What is your favorite part about this time of year?
Just the cookouts.
Right.
having a good time, you know, with your family, your friends, music. You know, drinking a little bit, not too much.
Right.
Ain't nothing wrong with that.
Some good movies that come out during the summertime.
Yeah, absolutely.
Cool.
All right, this is Up Next on your station, 88.9 KETR, and we are talking to Abyss, a.k.a. The Business, on the first day of summer 2K13. All right, Abyss. Okay, because it's the first day of summer, we're going to play a quick game here real fast. It's summertime this or that. Okay, we're going to give you two different but similar things that go along with summertime, and you have to tell us which one you would choose in a rapid-fire kind of way. So you ready?
Go ahead.
All right, here we go. All right, so pool or the beach?
Beach.
When you're at the pool, when you're at the beach, one-piece or two-piece swimsuit?
One-piece.
Cookout or block party?
Cookout.
All right. So shorts or a sundress?
Shorts.
Ice cream or popsicles?
Ice cream.
Sweet tea or lemonade?
Ooh.
Sweet tea. She said sweet tea?
Yeah.
All right. Well, Capri Sun or Sunny Delight?
Sunny Delight.
All right. Top down, cruising the town, or AC with the windows up?
Top down.
Cool.
All day.
4th of July, Juneteenth.
That's a hard one right there.
It really is, though. It's kind of both, though. It's kind of the same. Well, anyways, that's my opinion.
Yeah, but I'll go 4th of July.
Okay, so we're with the bitch right now on your station, 88.9 KETR. This is up next. Okay, so tell us about what the summers are like in Jersey.
Summer is about having fun. Summer is getting hotter over here in Jersey. You know, it's like 90 and up, but it's still nice out. Still so many things to do, you know, fairs and, you know, games and stuff and cookouts and everybody having some kind of cookout and party, you know, some kind of event going on.
So y'all have like, y'all have a summertime fair?
Yeah. Oh,
okay.
Parade, yep.
Okay. All right, so can you explain how the whole ask before you speak stupidity came about?
Yeah, because that's just me. Like, I don't play that. It's like, if you want to know something about a person, then who better to ask than that person, you know, before you start spreading rumors about, you know, what somebody else thinks of that person. Mm-hmm. So that's just me. You know, I'd rather you ask because I don't lie. I give it to you real.
Just like in your music, give it to them real.
And that's all we ever ask for is the realness.
That's right.
Well, we're about to get into some of your songs that we have been playing for the past few weeks here on the show. It's called Drive. Tell us about it before we get into it.
Drive. Oh, I love this track. It's a sexy ladies anthem I put together. It's pretty much based on, you know, how guys like to always have control, you know, of a situation or, you know, that special situation.
Mm-hmm.
and sometimes, you know, ladies like to take control and, you know, have a little fun. So this song is about, you know, telling guys to move over, let us, you know, do what we do, and we'll let you know when we're ready for you to take back over.
So do you drive all the time or do you ride passengers sometimes?
You know, a little both.
Okay. You gotta
it's
know.
Nice to mix it up sometimes. All right, well, here it is, Abyss with Drive on your station, 88.9 KETR. And when we come back, we're going to talk more with Abyss about her music, including her newest EP, Rhythm and Business, and to get to know her a little bit better. Keep it where you got it. It's here on Up Next.
You gon' let me drive it. Shut up while I drive it. Watch the way I drive it. You like the way I drive. Tonight you ready, shot it. Don't touch the wheel, but I got it. You don't even know what I'm doing, but baby, just watch me. I'm opening up. You gon' climb inside, enjoy the ride. I'm about to drive. Tonight you already shot it. Don't touch the wheel, but I got it. You don't even know what I'm doing, but baby, just watch me. I'm opening up. You gon' climb inside, enjoy the ride. I'm about to drive. I feel like making a move tonight. I feel like doing whatever I like. If you ain't scared to ride, show me your eyes without that pride, or you could get left behind. I really want you here next to me to feel that good, if not the best in these streets. Second guess me if you want to. Ain't no pain, show what I do. So if you with it, let's move. Tonight you already shot it. Don't touch the wheel, but I got it. You don't even know what I'm doing, but baby, just watch me. I'm opening up. You gon' climb inside, enjoy the ride. I'm about to drive. I'm the key to your ignition, babe. Bet this button starts your engine, babe. Got that glove placed on that ship, all ready, perfect position. Need that green light to get busy. Pedal to the flow and I'm on one. Open that thing up, I'ma get gone, son. Tickle that button, shake up that juice. Hold on tight, here come that boost. Give me some room, we'll finna let loose. Don't touch the wheel, boo, I got it. Don't touch. You don't know what I'm doing, but baby, just wow. Watch me. I'm opening it up. You gon' climb and stab and get it right. See that you, me, I'm a rip, never seen nothing for you to see. Behind you, what was behind me? There's a whole other type of unwinding. Perfect timing for you to find me. Just when I feel like driving, hope you in the mood for riding. With your hands tied, I'm guiding. I'm a little bit saucy, a little bit bossy. I'm in it making sure you can't take your eyes off me. The last news you couldn't keep up, so he lost me. I ain't gotta tell you that slacking off is costly. Yeah, so take a deep breath and just go in, cause you never know when I'ma hit the brakes and ask you to control it. Take over. Tonight you run, you shot it. Don't touch the wheel, but I got it. You don't even know what I'm doing, but baby, just watch me. I'm opening it up. You gon' climb inside, enjoy the ride. I'm about to drive. You gon' let me drive, drive, drive it. Shut up while I drive, drive, drive it. Watch the way I drive, drive, drive it. You like the way I drive, drive.
Oh, when it all falls down, I'm telling you, it all falls down.
We are back here on your station, 88.9 KETR. This is Up Next, the best and latest hip-hop and R&B from up-and-coming artists. I'm Big Chris.
I'm Lady Low.
And it's your boy, Don't Do That Domo.
And we just heard Drive by Abyss, and she is joining us live tonight by way of telephone from New Jersey, where this beautiful and talented MC, singer, songwriter, and performer resides. All right, yeah. So let's talk about this new EP. It's called Rhythm and Business. First of all, so when does this come out?
It'll be out next month.
Okay.
July. I don't have a date.
Okay.
But it'll definitely be out next month.
Okay. So where'd you come up with the name for this, first of all?
Rhythm and Business. First of all, my AKA is The Business.
Right.
And with this album, you know, normally I go hard on my albums, you know, and I incorporate just a little bit of R&B with my music. But on this album, I'm doing mostly R&B with a little bit of hip hop. So it's pretty much the rhythm and the soul coming out more with a little bit of The Business.
And that Drive is going to be on there too, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
All righty. Well, where can the audience get their copy of Rhythm and Business?
At the business.com, my official site. That's thabyssness.com.
What was the motivation for the title of Rhythm and Business, and what should we expect to hear on this new EP?
My motivation was just, you know, giving my people, my fans, that passion that I have. You know, I love this music, and I love to give my fans what they need, you know, from the music. It's showing them a different side of me. Mm-hmm. You know, not just the hard Abyss that they know so well. You know, the hard Abyss that can sing, you know, a little bit. Mm-hmm. I'm showing them that I am music, you know, all the way around.
Mm-hmm. Right on.
And that's a good thing, you know, nowadays. You gotta be able to show the versatileness. I don't know if that's a word, but you gotta be able to show the versatileness, you know, in your music. You know, you gotta be able to sing a little bit, gotta be able to rap a little bit.
No doubt.
Yodel
spoken,
and stuff.
I remember some spoken words, some yodeling, some you know, some opera.
Some yodeling.
I love yodeling.
You now.
First really? Of all, you know R. Kelly. R. Kelly yodeled a little bit, you know. I don't know.
What didn't R. Kelly do?
True.
All right. So did you collab with a lot of artists, you know, on Rhythm and Business, or is it mostly just, you know, Abyss handling the business?
It's just Abyss handling the business as usual.
See what you did there.
It's a thing.
Yeah. I do collabs like here and there with, you know, like just tracks, like singles, you know, here and there to put out, keep the fans interested. But when it comes to my albums, it's all me.
Well, what goes into your thought process when you like create your music?
I sit with the track, you know, I listen to different tracks that I have. I sit with them, let them marinate, you know, I come up with the hook first. Mm-hmm. And then it helps me, you know, write the whole song. My thought process is just give the people what they love, give them my heart and soul on track.
Well, like, you're more of like sitting in a quiet room type of person, getting all your thoughts out on the paper, or are you more of a like go outside and take it all in from the city?
I'm more of a quiet room type of artist. Gotcha. You know, I pace back and forth.
Right, gotcha.
Let it flow.
All right, so what other genre of music have you ever considered venturing into?
A little bit of rock, a little bit of pop.
Oh yeah, get your guitar on.
I got one pop joint, a couple rock joints, you know, / hip hop. You know, I'm tapping into another pop joint. You know, I'm in the process of writing that. So
right on, like Chris said, ain't nothing wrong with being a little what
versatileness.
Versatileness, yeah. Ain't wrong, whatever you said. Yeah.
So you play any instruments or anything? You said, you know, rock. You know, rock and roll is, or just rock in general is known for the guitars and things like that and drums. So do you play any, you know, instruments?
No, I don't play any instruments currently. In grade school, I played saxophone, but you know, I'm probably a little rusty.
You got your Lisa Simpson and Bill Clinton on with the saxophone.
No doubt.
All right, so we have Abyss on the phone right now on your station, 88.9 KETR. This is up next, the best and latest hip-hop and R&B from up-and-coming artists. So let's take a trip down memory lane right here. You know, we driving down memory lane. You know, like that Abyss single, you know, we driving. Take a trip down memory lane to your first performance. So what was going through your head, and where was it?
Wow.
And how did it go?
My first performance was at the Iguana Lounge in New York.
Okay.
It was, I was very, very nervous. I was like looking around like, oh my goodness, what do I do? You know? But as soon as I grabbed that mic, you know, it's a different world. It's a different, you know, outlook. I relaxed and I just did my thing.
Did you kill it?
That's what I pretty much do.
Okay.
That's what she does.
I should have knew better. My fault.
Again, with the straightforward answer, yes, I killed it.
Yeah. It's dead.
I should have knew better than ask
you
that.
You should have.
I'm talking to the business right here, so it should have been nothing less.
Well, musically speaking, do you have any regrets, or are there things that you wish you would have done differently?
I have to say I don't have regrets. I take everything on stride. Like, everything is a lesson. Mm-hmm. To me, you know, I grow from it. And that's what artist development is. You know, I appreciate what I've been through, because I've become a better artist. You know, I've evolved so much from 07 up to now. You know, it's amazing. I love the experience that I've had. Mm-hmm.
All right, this is Damo. I'm going to let you know I have tendencies to ask throwed questions. Are you ready? Buckle up. Buckle up.
Oh, my God.
So, first of all, are you single?
I am not.
I don't know if I should ask this
question.
I don't even care. Okay, I'm going to put my Barry White on. So, who sounds sexier? Big Chris or me? Don't do that, Damo.
Wow.
Oh, Lord.
Wait, let me hear my KC JoJo. Ooh, yeah. Go ahead, Chris. Hit your quick.
Hit by KC and JoJo. Ooh, yeah.
Oh.
All right, who sounds sexy?
Yeah.
Well, you know, you sound a bit more serious. Chris sound like he's, you know, more, you know, spontaneous and playful and, you know, ready for a good time.
So.
You just need to answer the question, though, right?
I know.
Number one. And it's funny, though, because, like, I'm the more serious one.
Yeah, and I'm definitely the more playful one.
Oh, that's good right there. All right, so, you know, I guess being like not so serious, like how do you feel about Instagram adding video now and basically, you know, putting Vine out of business?
Well, first of all, I really wasn't a big Instagram person.
Okay.
I just recently got an Instagram, like, I swear, like 2 months ago.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, don't put me on blast.
It's okay. I don't even have one.
Really?
Yeah, I don't.
You know what I did? I hit your name, you know, when Chris tagged you, and I was like, well, what's going on? There's nothing here. So you don't have one.
Yeah, I don't have an Instagram.
It went to his Twitter, though. It went to his Twitter.
I have a Twitter. I have a Twitter in the Vine, actually, but I don't have an Instagram.
Well, I don't really know how to feel about the Instagram video. I think it's a great look, you know, for them. I don't know what Vine is. Never heard of it. Never saw it. So
just like Ray J, they did it first. So Instagram take.
Oh, dang!
Wow, he just said that. She just had a baby.
That just happened.
Wow.
Now you see who the more serious one is, right? Who to play for?
Yeah.
And what I have to deal with every Friday night. You see this? See this crazy?
It's all in fun though.
Gosh. All right. Well, thanks, Abyss. Is there any shout outs that you want to give and tell the people where they can find you, contact you, anything like that?
First of all, I want to shout y'all out. You know, thank you for having me. It's been great. Shout out to my manager, Big Nash. He has been my rock for the last, 6 years, holding me down. I appreciate him. Shout out to all of my fans. I love them. You know, this is my life. I do it for them. And you can just Google me, Abyss Female MC. You'll find me all over the place. I can't really give you a website. Other than my official site, thebusiness.com.
Okay, what about Facebook, Twitter, email, things like that?
You can find all of those at thebusiness.com.
There we go.
And is that in the business? Is that like the regular business?
T H A. Yeah, spell it out for them so they know.
T H A B Y S S N E S S.com.
I'm kind of slow. One more time.
One
more time for the hood.
Is thabyssness.com.
Gotcha.
He wrote it down, everybody.
I low key did.
He did. All right. Well, that is Abyss, an upcoming MC, singer, songwriter, and performer out of New Jersey that is doing big things in the music game.
We thank you, Abyss, for calling in tonight and spending time with us. And be sure to look out for Abyss's new EP, Rhythm and Business.
All right, and we got more music from up-and-coming artists when we come right back. This is Up Next on your station, 88.9 KETR.